This is the traditional Butte mining. Two posts, a cap, and then two girts in between each set as you advance. And generally you're looking at six and a half feet of advance per blast per round. In the early days, they hand mucked this into cars, and then in 1930, a mechanic and a mine superintendent working for Anaconda in Utah developed an overshot loader that could come in and just scoop the rock up and throw it straight over the back into the mine car. And if you look at this timber, see how high it is, it's that high and this big because they could afford that much extra muck, and they needed the room to run this mucker up, overshot loader. We'll look at a place down below down here that was driven by hand mucking, and you'll notice it's quite a bit smaller.
Much smaller. Wow.
And when you were hand mucking, you didn't want to break a pound of rock. You didn't have to.
I would imagine.
It was interesting. The overshot loader was invented in 1930, which, of course, was the start of the Depression. And the Anaconda Company didn't care about having the patent rights because they could hire all the people they wanted for next to nothing to shovel rock. Why spend money on a machine?
Huh. It's okay to go in here?
Yeah.
Walk all right.
Yeah, go on.
All this lumber.
A lot of wood.